For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. The following story contains details that may be upsetting for some listeners. A former Hill City police officer is charged with sexually assaulting a teenage girl. Court documents state the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension began an investigation in December following a mandated report from a therapist. The victim stated she first met Jordan Zempel in person in September after chatting online. She says when she first got into his car, he pulled a gun out and said, quote, "You're safer with me than anyone else." Court documents allege Zempel made comments to police indicating a sexual relationship with the victim, including looking up the statute. Zempel is being charged with felony third-degree criminal sexual conduct. Zempel resigned from the Hill City Police Department in March. In a resignation letter accepted by the Hill City Council, Zempel said the decision was to be closer to family. The man accused of killing 24-year-old Parker Johnson of Hibbing in November has been indicted by a grand jury and charged with first-degree premeditated murder. Daniel Dale of Hoyt Lakes made his first court appearance Tuesday on the upgraded felony charge. The 31-year-old remains in custody in the St. Louis County Jail after he was released on domestic assault charges last month while out on bail. After those charges, the judge agreed to increase his bail amount to $4 million, which remained after Tuesday's hearing. The origin point of the Flanders fire is now known and people of interest have been identified. Chelsea Perkins has the update.
The Department of Natural Resources announced Tuesday that it determined the fire began near the north shore of Flanders Lake in Crow Wing County's Mission Township. The agency is asking residents and others around the Flanders Lake area who have trail or doorbell cams or other information from between Friday and Sunday to contact Conservation Officer Jordan Anderson. Also Tuesday, evacuation orders were lifted for the Flanders fire and for the Stewart Trail fire north of Two Harbors on the North Shore.
Around a dozen bus drivers and their supporters turned out to the Bemidji School Board meeting Monday as the Bemidji Drivers Association seeks a new contract. The bargaining unit says they have been working without a contract for nearly a year. The school district is in mediation with this unit and others as it nears the next fiscal year in July, cutting $2.7 million from its budget already this spring. Angela Denny drives bus number 30 for Bemidji and has worked as a bus driver while juggling other jobs for 15 years. She says $19,000 a year as a base pay for drivers isn't enough.
How do we keep people in our community doing this job? When I put my kid on the bus, I want to make sure I know her bus driver. When I put my grandson on the bus, I want to know his bus driver.
During the meeting, Superintendent Jeremy Olson responded and also described the process for negotiations.
We have established a pattern settlement with all other bargaining groups that is consistent with teachers, and our intention is to use the same pattern settlement with our bus drivers.
The Drivers Association is advocating for a better pay scale amid rising insurance premium costs and inflation. The Itasca County Board unanimously voted to fly both the new and old Minnesota state flags at its meeting on Tuesday. Chelsea is back with a recap.
Commissioners heard more public comment before discussion on the issue that's been making the rounds in local government chambers. All of them noted they heard from people on both sides, but perhaps the loudest contingent wondered why it was on the agenda.
Opening fishing, it didn't matter where I went. It seemed like somebody wanted to talk about it. Bigger portion of it was the fact that why are we even doing this? This is not the state level.
That was Commissioner Casey Venema from ICTV Audio, who added that no matter how the board voted, he expected abusive comments. Among considerations were whether to fly just one version, both, or neither flag. Ultimately, the four present commissioners settled on both flags flying on separate poles. Board Chair Corey Smith says aside from the county's decision, he plans to take action.
I don't care if it's once a month until something happens. A letter to the governor insisting that something gets put on a ballot so people can have a choice and let their voices be heard.
County Administrator Brett Skiles says they'll need to order and install two new poles because there currently aren't any open. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.